Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to Live in the Day with Jay
and Trey.
Today, guys, we're going to have a great show for you. We're just going to talk a little bit. Nothing in particular, but we're just going to talk a little bit. I'm going to have our Facebook friends joining us, hopefully. My Instagram friends will be joining us also for the ones that want to see what's going on. Number to call is
515-602-9653.
Again, that number is
515-602-9653.
Guys, we have a lot to talk about. We want to close out the year on some upbeat things. We want to talk about progress and what it's going to take to get to the next level and what we need to do for our community and what we need to do when it comes to dealing with each other. Because obviously, there's some things that we don't get when it comes to dealing with each other. So sit back, relax. You guys are definitely, and I mean definitely, live in the day with Jay
and Trey.
Come back.
Now too many nights have passed me by, and too many mornings fill my eyes, still wet with the tears that I cry for you. Oh, come back, baby, yeah, yeah.
Come back to me.
Come back to me.
Come back
to me. Oh,
come back to me. Come back to me. Come back.
Come back. Oh,
oh,
oh.
Baby, come back to me. Come back.
Baby, come back.
So baby, come back.
Come back.
What's up, world? You already know who it is. It's the big homie Ambush, a.k.a. the Southern Secret. And you are now live in the day with the brother Jay, blogtalkradio.com, Green Light Inc. It's a go. It's official like a referee with a whistle. Let's get it, man.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
Welcome back to the show, guys. Number to call is
515-602-9653.
Guys, thank you for joining us for yet another great show. We're talking a little bit about our thought process with the new year, with the upcoming new year, what that's going to bring, and really just take a look at what we have done in the past year, this past year, and just think, have we made any progress? And if you haven't made any progress in your eyes, what are you going to do differently that's going to make you or help you achieve that progress that you're looking for in 2023? One thing that I said that I wanted to make sure that I'd done was to leave all of the mess, all of the ill feelings, all of the negative situations, all of the things that were not for me in 2022, to leave that mess in 2022 and go into 2023 with a very new outlook on what it is that I want to happen with me and my family, and how we are going to progress to the next level. There's a lot of things that we really need to take a look at when it comes to transitioning into a new year. You know, I know everybody take it for granted, which you shouldn't. One, you shouldn't take it for granted for the simple fact that God has allowed you to see another year, the transformation into another year. And with that being said, you should not want to go into a new year without a new mindset. And, you know, and I know everybody say that they make New Year resolutions. You know, hey, I'm not against New Year resolutions. I'm not against people saying they want to get closer to God. I'm not against people saying that they want to treat others better than they have before. I'm not against any of that stuff, because those are things that are attainable, that should be happening, that makes you a better person. And I think we all need to be looking forward to building.
Old bad.
That's right. 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 Because, you know, a lot can happen in a person's life in a year. A lot. A lot can happen. A lot can be said. A lot can be felt. And, you know, you gain friends, you lose friends. I know people say there's people that come into your life for a season. I don't really like that. I don't really like that, because I feel like once a person has given you their friendship, their loyalty, I don't think that there should be an expiration date on loyalty. I don't. I don't think that there should be an expiration date on being a good friend. There's nothing wrong with being a good friend. Yes, people go different ways.
You may not see
them, right.
Still,
right.
You should still be able to call them your friend or say that they're your friend.
Yeah. But it has to go both ways.
Yes, it has to go both ways.
It has to go both ways. I, you know, and those are some of the things that I've dealt with during this year in 2022. I've had a hard time dealing with people who say they're your friends, but really show you different. There's a difference now. Someone who's showing you that they're your friend is your friend. But someone who's saying they're your friend but showing you different, nah, there's something else to that. And those are the things that I want to break away from for my sake, for your sake, for the kids' sake. There's no room for that. And we, y'all, we have taken a lot on the chin in 2022 from people. A lot. Probably more than what the average person would take when it comes to dealing with people who claim to be in your corner. And you know, the funny thing is I didn't see a lot of this until we start really doing things with the music scene. And that's when I really start seeing people for who they are. And, you know, a lot of it hurt really bad because it was people that I didn't expect would go that route. But then again, on the same token, I was shown that people will switch up on you at any given time. And I don't know. Some of it I just, because of the people, the person or the people that it is, I don't know how to quite handle that. What do you think? When you give someone your loyalty, your word, you know, because when I was growing up, my word is my bond. Is my bond, and I still live life by that. If I give you my word that I am going to do something for you, or that I'm going to help you, or that, you know, I'm just going to be there for you, I try my very best to keep my word. I'm not one of these who go around saying one thing and doing the opposite. I'm not one of these. I don't even know if I want to get into that. I'm not one of these who go around quoting scripture and hooping and hollering all over Facebook and this, that, and the other about how much God loves me, because I know how much God loves me. I mean, it's okay if you want to let people know how much God loves you, but I know how much God loves me, and I don't need to get on here and hoop and holler and this, that, and the other, and then turn around in the same token and do some old devilish stuff to people. Y'all, and this is coming from deep down. Like I told you, it's been a very long year for me, and it's been a very trying year. Because I've seen people for who they are. I've helped people, y'all, that it's just one of those things that when you lend out your helping hand and they don't, yeah, that is something hard to deal with. And then feel like that they're okay. They're right in what they do and how they treat you. And it's just been a very tough year. Very tough year dealing with that. And you know, you get tired of people that look like you mistreating. And I don't want that to come across as some some old crazy division of race or anything, because you, those who know me know that's not what I do. But it is very, very hurtful for those that look like you to not want to extend the help or extend the loyalty or love or commitment or unity or whatever you want to call it back to what, where they received it. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. I have your back.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody needs a mic.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I'm thirsty. Just get water. Yeah, that's top. Guys, get ready. There's going to be some new podcasts, all new J Radio Show podcasts. You're going to be able to, actually, you can go to Alexa right now. You can ask Alexa to play the all new J Radio Show podcast. And there's some short podcasts that I've done. And pretty soon I'm going to incorporate Homegirl over here. And we're going to come up with new podcasts. So, yeah. Hip Hop Patty. And, yeah, we're going to come up with some new, well, not come up with, we're just going to, you know, talk to you guys in new podcast settings. And they'll be ready before the year's out. Also, you guys, if you don't know, we have started a new season of Shop Talk. And Shop Talk aired last week, and it was a great episode with Fanny Cakes in Gastonia, North Carolina. Her story, Stephanie Roundtree, her story is absolutely amazing. She was on the show, and she was on Shop Talk, and you need to check both those out. You can go into Facebook Watch, and it's featured in Facebook Watch. And you can check out the Shop Talk show, season 3, episode 1, which is it's pretty interesting, because the Shop Talk thing, I didn't know if it was going to keep going the way that it has, but it's actually got a name for itself, and people are paying attention to what's going on. So we're not going to stop there. We got more. Actually, I'm going to do a one-on-one Shop Talk with The Gift and Dre Lay. And they're going to perform. They done one last season, but this one's going to be more in depth. Speaking of Dre Lay and The Gift, January the 14th at the Little Theater in Gastonia,
yes.
The Gift and Dre Lay will be performing again. This one is going to be special because they got a special tribute to a specific artist. I'm not going to give it all to you right now, but I promise you, and I've heard the set list, and I've watched them go through the set, and it is absolutely bananas. You guys are going to have such a great time at this show. This is a very special show. This is next to a couple more left at the Little Theater. We don't know what's going to happen with that. We might be able to renew the contract with them and continue the shows and keep bringing you great stuff. This is going to be a really, really dope show, I promise you. And one thing I have really loved about those two is that they don't care if it's two people in the audience.
Nope.
They go all in. They go all in. And I promise you, this show in particular, you will not want to sit down. You're going to be up on your feet the whole time. It's going to be one of those shows. It's going to be a great show. So, I mean, it's only $10. Go to the Little Theater, Gastonia's website, click on tickets, then click on the Dre Lay and The Gift show, a jazz show, all on the Little Theater website, and you want to get your ticket, get your seating, your preferable seating. Preferable seating. And I was going to say preferential.
Oh.
I was going to make up a good word.
Mm-hmm.
But it wouldn't have been used right.
No.
Well, whatever.
Whatever. Yeah.
But go get your ticket. Come support and check out a great artist. He is getting ready to go back into the studio and work on his second album. His first album, you know, is really gaining heat. People are really noticing it. He is going to be booked, I mean, throughout the year in 2020. 2023 is going to be a great year for The Gift. It's going to be a great year. And I know there's some of you out there now who might not think so. But as Spike Lee told them, you better get on the bus, because I promise you, he is getting ready to do some big things and some life-changing things. And I want to be able to take all of you guys on this journey with us. It's just, I'm just excited for what The Gift and, you know, he got going on under Dre Lay, you know, signed a contract to be with Dre Lay Music. So he is going to be under that label. He's got media steadily watching and ready to bring out the next story with him to keep you guys updated on what's going on. So I really hope that you can go and listen to his music, download his music, purchase his music, and share it with other people, because that's what it's all about. We definitely need to make sure that we are doing our part when it comes to supporting this young artist, because how else are they going to garner the support if they don't get it from the ones that they know and see? And there's some of you out there that still hadn't come out to see him. Shame on you. Y'all need to do better.
Yes.
Y'all need to do better. And that's all I'm going to say on that. If you come, you come and support. If you never come to the show, that is, and you support, then I encourage you to come. But there's some of you out there that support and you really try to make sure that you continue to support with The Gift. And I appreciate that, because it means a lot. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to her. It means a lot to The Gift and Dre Lay, because they're working hard. And the music that they get ready to get to you now, you just got to come to the show on January 14th. It's going to be a great weekend. Dr. King holiday weekend. Lord have mercy.
I know.
It's Dr. King's holiday weekend. And it's going to be The Gift and Dre Lay weekend. And we're going to celebrate a special tribute to an extraordinary artist, worldwide known, that I'm not going to give you. If I keep talking, I'm going to tell them.
I know you are.
And I'm not going to tell them. But it's going to be a great show. And you guys are going to really get a good look at how talented these two really are.
Yeah.
You're going to see how talented they really, truly are. Also, give you some updates on Culture. Culture is still doing its thing, and people are still interested in bringing Culture to their event. So I really want you guys to pay attention to what's going on. Got a clip I want to play for you when we come back from this break. And I think it kind of sums up a little bit of what I've been trying to say since the show started. My wife's not saying anything. She's just chilling. She's not. I'm going to let her take over the show. She think I'm kidding. Yeah, I'm going to let her take over the show. I'm going to get up. Like I told her, I'm going to pull a Martin. And I can't talk, because I'm going to get up and you can.
That is so wrong.
You can do
on
what Gina
levels,
say.
That is so wrong.
Hey. Trey in the house. You can do that. That's what Gina does.
He happened to watch that episode recently, and so now he thinks.
She can do it.
Nobody's eyes do not tell you that your job was not hard. So
she can do it.
No.
Number to call, 515-602-9653. That number again,
515-602-9653.
You guys are definitely live in the day with Jay.
And Trey.
Gordon Foundation, Gaston County's newest vision for the youth, specializing in youth-based projects such as life skills learning, etiquette, and its pilot program, the Carolina Hornets Youth Football Program. For more information, contact Torin Gordon at 704-232-5748. That's 704-232-5748. Again, that's 704-232-5748.
Mentors Inspiring Males for Success provides new hope for males ages 6 through 17 in the Gaston County and surrounding areas. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success strives to inspire participants to spiritually, mentally, and culturally grow to achieve personal and social accountability. For more information, contact Glenn Bratton at 704-524-4058. Again, that's 704-524-4058. 4058. Mentors Inspiring Males for Success. Gastonia's hope for the future.
Hey, what's up, family? This is your boy D-Lo, and you are now live in the day with Jay. peace.
You are now listening to Live in the Day with Jay.
We just sit here talking about going into 2023, reflecting on how your life has been over this past year.
Right. Some of the things you want to change.
Yes, that's it.
Some of the things you want to change and some of the things that you're going to leave in 2022. We talked a little bit about, you know, dealing with people who has said that they, what's happening, Ms. D? That say that they want to that say they want to give you their loyalty, but in retrospect, they show you just how disloyal they are to you. And, you know, those are things that leave that in the 2022. Don't take that in the 2023 with you. There's lots of things that I have been doing myself and, you know, cleaning up my Facebook, cleaning up my contacts and my phone. Yeah, but I really need to do that. You know, I got over like 2,000 contacts. And yes, leaving unforgiveness and lack of abundance thinking in 2020. Yes, yes, definitely, definitely. That's definitely what one of the things we do need to do is learn is how to forgive. You know, but let me ask you a question. Once you forgive someone and they continue to show you that they're not willing to take your forgiveness serious and want to continue to deal with you on the level that they want to deal with you on, which is a negative overtone type of level, but they approach you in a humble approach. What do you do with that? What do you do with people who come at you that way that you wouldn't think that would come at you that way? Do you continue? Because I know they say we should be like Jesus and turn the other cheek. But at some point in time, Jesus got angry too because he tore up the church he went into, or the what do you call it? The synagogue? I don't know what it is. It could have been a tent revival. It could have been a tent revival. He would have been in, knocked them little strings off the tent, everybody sitting up in there looking crazy because they, oh, he don't come in here mad. Y'all don't make Jesus mad. He come in there and just knock the strings off. Everybody sitting in there, you know, people, heads in the tent, whatever. But what do you do with that? Do you continue to let people do that to you? Because then it starts showing that you have no initiative and you cannot let other people just run over you in that aspect. But you're right. Unforgiveness and lack of abundance thinking is definitely a thing of the past for us. We will leave that in 2022, and I'm not going to think about it. It's like it's going to be like a genie in a bottle. I'm not going to rub that bottle and bring that back out. Because, look, well, I like I say, I'm not a big Charlemagne fan. But Charlemagne said something that really, yeah, she said the Bible says to forgive 70 times 7. But the cutoff needs to happen because you have to protect your peace. That's right. That's right. That's right. So, like I was saying, you asked me what I do. Well, like I said, I'm not a big Charlamagne fan, but he does say things that means that makes perfect sense. Yeah, and one of the things that he said is, if there is something that disturbs your mental, walk away. If it disturbs your mental, you leave it alone, you don't deal with it. And that goes for people. If it's people that disturb your mental, walk away. You don't have to sit there and be smiling and you know, putting up a front if they are continuously disrupting your mental. And that's what I have done with some people. I walked away. I'll say hello, whatever the case may be. They'll always tell their side of the story, but there's always two sides of the story. And I'll just let it be. If their side of the story is what makes them make it through the day, then they can have it. They can have it. But if they are bad for my mental, I'm not going to deal with them. If the situation's bad, I'm not going to deal with it. I'm just going to walk away. And that's what we got to practice doing. And we also got to practice being able to say no and feel good about it. Yes, I believe that. She said she did that over the past 2 years, let them go. And she said she's the freest that she's ever felt in her life. And I believe that. You know, we gotta be okay with saying no. We do. And there's a way of saying no that doesn't come off as being, you know, a butthead. You what? Yeah, butthead.
Yes. That's right. That is true.
Yes. I could have said F hit. Head. But I didn't say S hit.
Oh, God. Okay.
So I'm not going to say S hit.
Move on. Oh, God.
I didn't say the word. I said S hit.
Oh, my God. Funny story
to
that, y'all.
Yes. Yes, it is. Not my real kid.
You didn't say that.
But those are things we got to look at changing. You know, I am. I know you are. We have to instill that in our children because they're getting older. And, you know, I frown at some of the things that some of the people who were close to me have shown me about themselves. I am really surprised at some of the things that some people have shown me. And they still run around here like they're good, they're okay. And if they're okay with how they have treated me, then I have no other choice but to be okay to walk away. And you know, and that, it is what it is. If they don't like me after that, then so be it. You didn't like me before because you wouldn't have treated me the way you did if you really cared about me like you say you do. But anyhow, y'all go get your tickets to see The Gift and Dre Lay on January 14th. After that, they will be doing, like, I think almost 6 months at the Cavendish in Gastonia, North Carolina. They will be performing there once or twice a month for the next 6 months. In between getting down to the House of Blues. That's right. I don't put trust in man. I don't put trust in man, but there is a certain camaraderie that you need in mankind, man and mankind. There's a certain camaraderie. When someone gives you their loyalty, you expect to have that loyalty. You know, but some people just don't know what the meaning of the freaking word loyal is. But they want to get on, they want to get on social media and act like they're holier than thou and that nothing they do is wrong. And I'm going to play this clip, y'all. As you know, I love to play a lot of clips from Steve Harvey because I think that he is onto something. I think God speaks through this man. even though he's done some dumb things in life. Haven't we all, though? But I want you to listen to this clip about the power of your mind, okay, and how you can be successful. So here is a Steve Harvey clip, courtesy of the official Steve Harvey page on YouTube. I don't say TV, but YouTube. So. Right. That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And I think that's where a lot of us get mixed up in what we want to do and how we need to do it. Some of us have forgotten how to talk to God. Some of us just don't talk to God until we really, truly need Him. I mean, if that's the kind of relationship you want to have with God, then you got to do what you think is best for you, but that's not the kind of relationship I got to have with God. I like to talk to God whether I'm happy, mad, sad, glad, joyous. Joyous. And it's amazing how he gives you feedback on what you're talking to him about. It's amazing. It's amazing. So I hear Steve when he says there's people out here, ain't no God, is that another. Yeah, I don't listen to people like that. I don't listen to people like that. I don't listen to people, you know, everybody have a right to think what they want to think. But just because you think the way you want to think and you try to spoon feed it to me don't mean I need to swallow. Nope. You think what you're going to think and you tell me how that works for you. But I know how I think and I know how it has worked for me. And I know what it has done for my family.
Put out negative, don't get back.
Yeah, what did I tell you? It's always a cascade.
It's
a cascade. When one negative thing happens, And if you cling on to one thing that has happened negative, it cascades itself. It keeps going until you stop it or until you tell yourself that this is not what's that's right. And you ask God to immediately step in and make sure that this stops right now. Yep. Mindset is everything. And I don't think a lot of people really understand that.
They don't.
Because if they did, they wouldn't treat people the way they do and then run around here with their shoulders up in the air, popping their collars like they ain't done nothing. That's what amazes me. Are y'all crazy? Do you think that you can do people any kind of way and that it don't come back on you?
It may not come back on
you. Right then. You might be considering yourself winning and living your best life, but are you winning and living your best life based on the emotions from someone else that you stepped on? You think about that.
You just go back in your time and see, oh, this happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh, that really hurt me. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you'll understand.
Mm-hmm.
Because you hurt somebody else.
Mm-hmm. It does. It comes back to you. And if you don't think it comes back to you, then I'm sorry, but you're not thinking correctly.
Clearly.
Correctly.
I like clearly better.
Clearly. I like correctly.
Okay.
Here, listen to you. Sound like a middle schooler. You don't want none of this, period. Stop.
Are you about to giggle?
Yes. Y'all, if you don't do anything else, y'all, please keep Mayor Walker Reed in your prayers. Him and his family. I haven't gotten any updates, but I think from what I've seen, things are looking better. I don't know for sure. All I say is keep him and his family in your prayers. That's the best thing we can do for someone that is needing that upliftment. You know, keep me and my wife and my family in your prayers, as we will keep you guys in ours. We have to go into 2023 with a different approach, y'all. Because obviously the approach that we have been going into these new years with, it's not working. Because we end up saying the same things at the end of that year. But I had said something to someone earlier this year. And I told them that I will not be in the same predicament in 2023 that I am in 2022 at that time. And I promise you that I will not be in the same predicament. Despite what they think or anybody else think, I will not be in that same predicament. It's going to be so much better for me. It's going to be so much better for our family. And it's going to be so much better for the mental capacity that I've had to endure this entire year with dealing with people. People are something. Some people, I love them to death. Because let me tell you this much. On the flip side of the ones that have kind of turned their back on us, and they don't think we know the stuff that they say about us, but we do. But just to enlighten you, there's more people for us than there is against us. And they're really showing that. And we got to continue to embrace those people. Those are the people I want to receive phone calls from, emails from, texts from, support from. I want to receive all that energy from those people. The ones that continue to support us, uplift us, and tell us, let's keep going. Let's build. Those are the ones that we will definitely sit at the table with. I'm not going to sit at the table with nobody who doesn't have that love for us, that doesn't have that camaraderie type of thinking for us. I am just not going to waste my time in 2023 like I felt like I have in 2022 with some people. Now, 2022 has brought great things. It brought us you know, the emergence of the gift. It brought us my other son, his streaming platforms are doing phenomenally well. So I just cannot let the bad things overpower the good things that has happened in 2022. Because there has been some great things happening in 2022. Mm-hmm. There have been people that has, you know, that I guess I wasn't moving fast enough to get them out of my circumference, and God done it for me. And I thank him for that. Although they think that they got rid of me, but nah, it was God getting rid of you for me. I guess they probably could say the same thing about me, huh?
Yeah.
I don't care. I already know what it is because I know the comfort that I feel right now because I'm not dealing with some people. You know, and I'll just leave it there.
Yeah.
I just leave it there. What do you look for in 2023, babe?
Good health.
Okay. That means we eat lots of grapes, pineapple, watermelon, fried chicken. Oh man, I'll never ever forget. I used to work in this place. I'm not gonna tell y'all where I work. And excuse me. And me and this guy, we were talking. He was an older white guy. And he said, "Are you gonna come to the staff party?" I'm like, "Nah, not gonna come. Said I got stuff I gotta get done." "Are you sure?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm sure. Why?" "They gonna have fried chicken, watermelon," and sitting there smiling at me like,
oh my God,
Goofy from Mickey Mouse. And I'm looking at him, and I'm like, I ought to break his glasses right now, right in front of me. So then he says it again. "They gonna have some fried chicken." I say, "Really?" "Yeah, it's going to be good." I said, "They're going to have watermelon, too. Didn't you say that?" He's like, "Yeah, they're going to have watermelon, too." I said, "Wow." I said, "I don't know if I'm going to come. I don't want no fried chicken." "What? Are you not from here?" I said, "What is that map?" "I thought everybody liked fried chicken." I said, "You thought everybody black liked fried chicken, or you think everybody liked fried chicken?" "Oh, no, no. That ain't what I'm saying. I think everybody liked fried chicken." "Oh, okay, what else they gonna have?" "I don't know." I said, "Really? You, the only thing you can tell me is they gonna have fried chicken, and you smiling at me and basing that on the reason I should come. You gonna come, they gonna have fried chicken." I said, "Nah, that's all right." I said, "I'll be all right." I said, "I won't come." But that was one of the times I had to show great restraint because I wanted to punch him in his nose. I did. I wanted to punch him in his nose. They're going to have some fried chicken. But that's just the mindset of some people. Okay. Everybody's not like that.
So what are you looking for?
In 2023, I'm looking forward to being able to leave all the pain and all of the disappointment back in 2022 and just feel and know that it's going to be a great year. There's going to be doors that have been promised to be open for us that are waiting. We ain't got to stick a foot in. We're going to be able to walk through these doors. And I look forward to getting healthier. I look forward to mentally being healthier. I look forward to making sure that my family is covered under the grace and mercy of God. And I just want to make sure that we are, I don't want to say as everybody living your best life. I think that's so cliche. I just want to grow, and I want to be happy, and I want to flourish, and I want, when I'm not around you or the boys, I want people to be able to see the light of God in you and the boys. When I am out, I want them to be able to see the light of God in me. That's what I want in 2023. That's what I want. So I think we're going to be able to achieve that in 2023. And I'm hoping that somebody that's listening to this show or that listens to this show later on, that they want those same things. And if we all can have those type of thoughts put out there, then we all will be living really, really, really good. So I think that's one of the things that I want. Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have another show tomorrow. You know, the show always plays, but the streaming thing, just to give y'all a glimpse of what's going on behind the scenes with the show. And I like talking to you guys on Facebook, because y'all are pretty dope. So please, if you don't do anything else, tell someone you love them. And we love you guys with the greatest love that we know, because the love of God, it gives it to us each and every day. You guys have definitely, and I mean definitely, been live in the day with Drake. I said Drake, didn't
I? Know.
With Jay.
Trey.
Peace.
Peace.